Chapter 27. A Good Old Friend. This time the police came to the robbed bank immediately, and the perpetrator had almost no chance of escape. Police posts were set on several blocks around there, and all the roads were blocked. The police worked very quickly, and everyone understood that the perpetrator was still nearby. After all, he just couldn't get far. To tell the truth, he robbed the bank in a mask, and it complicated the whole case. David stood on one of the posts and watched every passerby and every passing car attentively. Suddenly, he saw a person whose face seemed familiar to him. It was his old friend. He and David used to play together on the same football team. David smiled when he saw him. A cheerful meeting with a good old friend was a big surprise at such a moment. David kindly waved his hand, and his friend saw him too. In response, he also waved his hand to David. Then David's good mood vanished instantly. His friend's hand was stained with fluorescent dye. The same dye that they use for the protection of bank boxes with money. David understood that this meeting would not be limited to a friendly greeting. He whispered a few words to his partner and called his friend to come closer. He was certainly not eager to do it, but still he agreed in order to not arouse any suspicions. Meanwhile, the policemen were quietly surrounding them. "Hello, old chap," David told him sadly. He was very sorry that his old friend resorted to bank robbery. "Well, yes, it is so unexpected," his friend replied, looking around. "Long time no see."
"Yes, you are right," David said. "For old time's sake, I can offer you some water and soap to wash your hands from the banking dye. Can also offer you a comfortable, clean cell."
David's friend immediately changed color. He noticed that he was surrounded by police.
"For some reason, I have no doubt that he'll take your friendly offer," David's partner said with a smile.